I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. The Mount Airy Museum of Regional History is currently showing the exhibit The Luthier's Craft, Instrument-Making Traditions of the Blue Ridge. In collaborating with renowned regional luthiers such as Wayne Henderson, Audrey Hash-Ham, Chris Testerman, and Johnny Gentry, to name a few, the current exhibit focuses on the history of building three instruments: guitar, banjo, and fiddle. You can check out the exhibit during the museum's regular hours, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. In the meantime, Executive Director of the museum, Matt Edwards, stopped by WFDD to tell me more, and he began by discussing the inspiration behind the exhibit.
I guess the nexus for this really started in 2010 when the Mount Airy Museum of Regional History hosted the Museum on Main Street program called New Harmonies, Celebrating American Roots Music. We were the inaugural site for the MOMS program in North Carolina, working in conjunction with the North Carolina Humanities Council. And during that period, we saw a tremendous amount of interest in that kind of music heritage approach towards the exhibits. And we saw good visitorship and good feedback, and we really saw the potential, given the rich musical traditions from our area, to do something similar to that moving forward.
Yeah. So for this exhibit, I know that you focused on guitar, fiddle, and banjo. Is that correct?
That's correct. The primary funder for this is actually the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, and they have a number of different grant programs, and one of the specific areas they look at is music heritage. And so we were looking at those folks who are creating the instruments. We kind of looked back in the broad historic context and realized that there was a strong tradition of that, not only the creation of music, but also the creation of the instruments in our area. And so this was a chance for us to step back and explore three of those instruments as a jumping off point. And we're hoping in the future to expand and add additional instruments to this as well.
That's exciting. Do you know what instruments you might like to see on the agenda if you were to expand this exhibit?
Well, we're hoping in the future to add a dulcimer and a mandolin component as well.
That's great. So tell me, if someone were to come and see this exhibit right now, they walk in, what might they find?
Well, in its current configuration, as we mentioned earlier, there are three instruments being focused on. We've got the guitar, the fiddle, and the banjo, and each is a freestanding component where we talk a little bit about the process of how the instrument is built and kind of the step-by-step process. So you can learn about how the process works, you learn about the parts of a musical instrument. One of the things that we tried to make sure we did is incorporate both technology and hands-on components. And those two areas can be difficult in museums because they tend to be the more expensive kind of things to work with. But in each of the exhibits, there's an audio-video component. There's a hands-on component. For example, in the banjo section, you can actually assemble a Boucher-style banjo, which was the first mass-produced banjo in the post-Civil War era. And you can take the components there and build your own banjo as part of the hands-on.
Executive Director of the Mount Airy Museum of Regional History, Matt Edwards. On August 21st, the museum will be partnering with local ukulele player George Smith for a concert at the Old North State Winery. At the event, Edwards and the museum will unveil the new ukulele that Jane Henderson, daughter of Wayne Henderson, made specifically for the Luthier's exhibit. You can see the exhibit during the museum's regular hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Find out more on our website, wfdd.org. And if the idea of a dulcijo, that's right, a dulcijo, it's a hybrid between a dulcimer and a banjo, if that intrigues you, then don't forget to listen this Friday to Triad Arts Weekend to hear Matt explain more. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.